This is our first episode of the summer, and today I'd like to talk about one thing that the summer months are good for, and that is rest. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip and Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you again. We took last week off. I think I mentioned that in the last episode. I was at a festival. They were very intentional about not calling it a conference. It was a festival out east, and I had a wonderful time, and I will perhaps share more about some of what I learned at that festival in a future episode. Today, though, I was struck. I knew some of the people who were there. I had met some of them before. Some of them are friends. And there was one gentleman in particular who I had a chance to visit with first or second day of the festival. And he texted me the last day of the festival and said, "Hey, good to see you." And I wrote back and said, "Hey, if you're still around, tell me where you are, and I'd love to greet you and just say goodbye before we all head our separate ways." And he wrote back and he said, "Sadly, I had to leave for another state immediately after the last event," and then said this, "I have no leisure these days." And he was kind of teasing, kind of. And I wrote him back and said something about, "That sounds like a theological problem to me. And as a pastor, I might advise you to find ways to take some Sabbath." And so this is the first episode we're doing during June. And therefore, I don't know, I always think of summer, the summer months as June, July, and August. I don't think that's technically the right way the season works, but in my own mind, those are the 3 months that constitute summer. So we're moving into a time of the year that's a different rhythm, different pattern. And I hope, I guess today, my main message to you is don't be like that guy. Find some time for leisure. It's good for you. And God wants you to have leisure. God does not want us simply to work until we fall down dead. We talked actually about this sort of broadly as a staff at our staff meeting this week, and I was encouraging, again, the same kind of thing. We're actually promoting some spiritual practices for staff to pick and choose among retreats, Ignatian exercises, finding a spiritual director, all of which at some level are intended to help us slow down and be quiet and hear the small, still voice of God. So let me just share a few quick resources with you again as we enter these summer months, and as I'm encouraging you again to take seriously the invitation to leisure, to rest, to solitude, to silence, to stillness, to allow yourself to be able to hear more fully an invitation from a God who loves you. I'll start with a couple of quotes. I've used at least one of these before, but I don't apologize for that. It does come from C.S. Lewis. I didn't bring the book. It's from his essay called Membership. And it's one of my favorite lines of all of C.S. Lewis, which is saying something. And again, he wrote this in the middle of the 20th century. He was writing in response to the new technology of the wireless, the radio, which he was worried was going to get in the way of real relationships for people. It was going to sort of add noise to the world. And by the way, related to that, just in the last week, you may know this, there was an encyclical just given by Pope Leo XIV on artificial intelligence. We may talk about that down the road too, but I mean, if Lewis was worried about the radio, between social media and AI, we have much more profound concerns in 2026. Anyway, in this this essay by Lewis, he says this: "We live in a world starved for solitude, silence, and privacy, and therefore starved for meditation and true friendship." So again, it's a reminder to that silence, solitude, and privacy are important ways that we create enough space to hear God's voice. Similarly, and this was a quote that I heard at this festival, this is by T.S. Eliot from a poem of his called Ash Wednesday. I don't think I've ever quoted Eliot in this space before, but it's a really good one. The couple of lines are, where shall the Word, as in the Word become flesh, the Word of God, the Word that comes to us through Jesus, where shall the Word be found? Where will the Word resound? And then this, not here, there is not enough silence. So again, an emphasis on silence, on stillness that creates the space to hear God's voice. Later in that same poem, Eliot says, teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still. Again, to have leisure, to not be chasing our tail at every moment, at every second of every day, to rest. So related to that, I will commend to you this just came out this week, our current issue of Inspire magazine. You can find this online. If you don't have a hard copy, if you have a hard copy of it, I would commend it to you. Maybe you've already read through it all. The theme for this summer months of 2026 is welcome. But towards the end, there are actually two articles about rest and retreat. And I guess I'll just commend to you page 26. Again, you can find this online. We'll provide a link below. It says, saying yes to Jesus' invitation, again, to rest, to be quiet, to be still. I'm not going to read the article for you, but I will just say the very end has an invitation. Silence and solitude are foundational spiritual practices in our journey with God. Jesus' invitation is, come with me and get some rest. That's a paraphrase of Matthew 11. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. God wants that for us. Jesus wants that for us. So, again, the final call to action is, may you discover the deep rest that comes from being present to God. And it offers some suggestions for retreats. And then, again, the next article is actually a retreat that you can do at home. I guess that was sort of all I wanted to say. Again, we're entering the summer months. I pray that you will find a way during these months to find some opportunities for refreshment, for leisure, for rest, for silence, for solitude, for quietness, so that you can hear the Word of God. And I will just, I guess I'll close with this. There were two morning prayer sessions I went to at this festival. Very simple morning prayer, a psalm, some prayers, some music, some silence. And each of them was opened by the leader saying this, sort of welcoming us into the space, inviting us, regardless of what we have brought with us, grief, pain, sorrow, joy, weariness, tiredness, whatever. And he would say this, the truest thing that can be said about you is that you are known and loved by God. It's hard for us to hear that if we're always listening to something, if we're always watching something, if we're always chasing something. So I pray you can sit still long enough to hear those words of deep and abiding promise. Thanks for being with me as always, and until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.